Hello guys, welcome back to the podcast. I know we haven't posted anything here for a bit, but with everything that's been going on, I thought I'd come here and talk about things that make me happy and at the same time might make you happy as well. One of those things that seem to brighten my day up is nostalgia. Pretty much anything that reminds me of my childhood. In today's episode, we'll be talking about cartoons. One in specific, an old classic, Tom and Jerry. Okay, for those of you who have never heard or seen Tom and Jerry, cartoon is based on this cat, Tom, and a mouse, Jerry, who are in this constant battle to outdo each other. And at the same time, you know, they cause a lot of chaos and mayhem in Tom's house, the house that he's supposed to be guarding from rodents like Jerry. This old classic was created in 1940 by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera. If you grew up watching cartoons in the 80s and 90s, these last names should sound really familiar. Hanna was first contracted by Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, or MGM, to create something for them because he wanted to expand and grow their animation department. Hanna later recruited Barbera to work with him on this project. Tom and Jerry are obviously the main characters of the show, but every so often you would see Tom's owner, or at least her feet. Her name was Mammy Two-Shoes. She was a poor black maid who took care of the house where Tom lived. She was later edited out of some of the scenes and her voice was redubbed to make her sound less stereotypical. This wasn't the only instance where the racial stereotypes were shown in the show. In some cases, after explosions, the characters would resemble stereotypical blacks with large lips and bow-tied hair. A lot of cartoons in this era had the same problem, including the Looney Tunes. Some of the other characters that were shown in the show were Spike Bulldog and his son Tyke. Spike had this grudge against Tom because it seemed that every time Spike wanted to spend time with his son, Tom managed to ruin this quality time, and oftentimes it was because Jerry had something to do with it. Another character that made appearances on the show was Nibbles, or also known as Tuffy. His debut came in 1946, The Milky Waif. He was sometimes seen as an orphan mouse or Jerry's nephew. Tom and Jerry has been around since 1940, and it's still somewhat alive, so it's only natural that it would change director, creator, and styles. These are some of the Tom and Jerry eras over the years. Hanna-Barbera era, 1940 to 1958. Like I mentioned before, Will and Hanna and Joseph Barbera were the creators. The duo's first appearance was in the short animated film called Puss Gets the Boots. In this film, they still weren't called Tom and Jerry, but Jasper and Jinx. They got their names when they had an office competition to see who come up with a better name for the duo. The winner got $50. I can't remember the name of the guy who won, but not only did he get $50, but he got the bragging rights to say he named Tom and Jerry all of his life. In the first films, during the first Hanna-Barbera era, Tom had a slightly different appearance, but Jerry has always looked somewhat similar to original appearance. This era is also known as the golden era for the duo. 114 animated shorts were created, and they won 7 Academy Awards. The Gene Deitch era, 1961 to 1962. In 1961, MGM revived the Tom and Jerry franchise, and they reached out to Rembrandt Films to produce 13 new animated shorts. Rembrandt put American comic book artist, illustrator, animator, and film director Gene Deitch at the helm. During this era, Tom and Jerry traveled out of their original environment and traveled to other exotic locations like the jungle, the Wild West, and ancient Greek Acropolis. We also saw Tom's new owner, a middle-aged white man. The Chuck Jones era, 1963 to 1967. During the Chuck Jones era, 34 Tom and Jerry shorts were made. During this era, we saw the biggest physical changes to our beloved Tom and Jerry. Chuck Jones created Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner during his time working for Looney Tunes. So when he came to MGM to work on Tom and Jerry, he gave Tom a Wile E. style. His fur went from bluish to gray. His cheeks were fuller like Sylvester. He got knitted eyebrows and a couple other changes. Jerry, on the other hand, only got a few changes, like bigger ears and cuter facial expressions. He kind of resembled Porky Pig after Jones' redesign. During this era is when we first see Tom replace the lion on the MGM trademark Roaring Lion. Hanna-Barbera's Tom and Jerry Show, 1975 to 1977. After an 8-year hiatus and almost 20 years away from the original creators, Tom and Jerry returned to TV under Hanna and Barbera. During the second stint with the duo, Hanna-Barbera created 48 new 7-minute shorts. We did see huge differences when it came to the violence portrayed in the new shorts. This was due to the stricter rules against violence on kids' TV show. We saw long time rivals often become best friends and often gave each other a hand. We also saw Jerry sport a new bow tie. Filmation Studios 1980 to 1982. In the early 80s, Filmation took over the Cat and Mouse duo, giving us the Tom and Jerry comedy show. Along with the new name, we got a supporting cast, which gave the writers more material to play with. We also see the duo go back to the old tricks. Tom and Jerry Kids, 1990 to 1994. During the early 90s, we saw a trend where a lot of classic cartoons got this babyfication of our classic characters. Tom and Jerry was one of those classics that got the makeover. I think this was mainly due to the fact that these were meant to be shown during the Saturday morning cartoon scheduling. In this baby version of the cartoon, we see Tom sporting a red cap and Jerry sporting a new bow tie, red bow tie. We also see other characters like Spike and his son Tyke, Droopy and his son Dripple. Warner Brothers Tom and Jerry, 2006 to 2008. In this era, Warner Brothers produced a 13-part series of the show. And there's really not much to say about this era. I guess the biggest change was that the episodes were a little bit longer than before. Each episode was around 30 minutes instead of the 7 minutes that we saw before. Warner Brothers is the Tom and Jerry Show, 2014 to present day. In 2014, we saw the resurrection of the show, and then it relaunched in 2015 for its 75th anniversary. Although not much changed in terms of the show's premise, we do see a huge change in the animation style. We see a much contemporary 2D style of the Cat and Mouse duo, and we also see a modern appliances and settings around them. Although most of the cartoons were known as short films back in the days, Tom and Jerry were also featured in some full-length movies. They were also featured in two live-action movies. Anchors Away, this live-action slash animation film was released in 1945 and it starred Frank Sinatra, Catherine Grayson, and Gene Kelly. Jerry played a lonesome king who later has a musical dance scene with Gene Kelly and he gets a little bit more happy. Tom makes a short appearance as well. Dangerous When Wet was a musical film starring Esther Williams, Fernando Lamas, and Jack Carson. Tom and Jerry showed up in the film when Esther Williams had a dream that she was swimming underwater with the duo. The duo also had a list of full feature films. And believe it or not, their first full feature film was released in 1993 with Tom and Jerry the movie. Some of the other movies that they released was Tom and Jerry The Magic Ring, which was released on my birthday in 2002. They also released Tom and Jerry Blast Off to Mars and was released on January 18, 2005. Tom and Jerry The Fast and the Furry, released October 11, 2005. Tom and Jerry A Nutcracker Tale, August 22, 2006. Tom and Jerry Shiver Me Whiskers, October 2, 2007. Tom and Jerry Meet Sherlock Holmes, August 24th, 2010. Tom and Jerry and the Wizard of Oz, August 23rd, 2011. Tom and Jerry Robin Hood and his Merry Tom and Jerry Robin Hood and his Merry Mouse, September 28th, 2012. Tom and Jerry's Giant Adventure, August 6th, 2013. Tom and Jerry the Lost Dragon, September 2nd, 2014. Tom and Jerry Spy Quest, June 23rd, 2015. Tom and Jerry Back to Oz, also known as Tom and Jerry Return to Oz, June 21st, 2016. Tom and Jerry Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, July 11, 2017. And there's a film that is programmed to release in 2021 called Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry also have a long list of video games that they've released under their name. The first was released in May 9th, 1989. Tom and Jerry, also known as Tom and Jerry Hunting High and Low. And it was released for Amiga, Atari, and the Commodore 64. So there's a long list of games. I'm going to list them in the description of the podcast because there's a long list. But the first one was Tom and Jerry, also known as Tom and Jerry Hunting High and Low. It was released in May 9th of 1989. And the last game that was released for a console, let's see, was in November 7th, 2006 for Nintendo and the Game Boy Advance. And yeah, there's been a couple, like in 2020, there was a game released for Android. So yeah, they've had a lot of games released under their name. All right, guys, so that's pretty much it for this episode. I'm hoping to do these on a weekly basis. Believe it or not, there's a lot of information about, especially this cartoon. I don't know for other episodes how long it's going to be, but Yeah, it took me a little bit longer than I thought to write the script for this episode. But yeah, hopefully this will be on a weekly basis. I'm going to have my son Eduardo help me out with the script so we can split the workload a little bit. But yeah, besides the theme song for this show and Tom's classic scream, what else do you remember of Tom and Jerry? What's your favorite cartoon growing up? Let me know in the comments below. Also, or send me an email or follow us on Instagram at The Ivy Nerds. Also, if you want to become a sponsor of the podcast, there's a link below where you can sponsor us. And today's music for the show is by Mad Karate. You can find a link to his music in the description of the podcast. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.